from the 88.5 GPB Atlanta Newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. Vice President Mike Pence will be in Atlanta today. He's giving a speech to ICE agents and community leaders. The visit comes nearly 6 months after Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms ended the city's relationship with ICE and removed all detainees from the city jail. According to 11 Alive, ICE still maintains detention centers in Clayton, Lumpkin, Ocilla, and Folkston. GPB will have a reporter at that event and bring you a report later today on 88.5 and gpbnews.org. Georgia Senator Johnny Isakson says he's working to secure funding for Georgia farmers still recovering from Hurricane Michael. Speaking to GPB's Political Rewind yesterday, Isakson said time is running out for Congress to help those in the hardest hit parts of the state.
If March goes and we haven't got that worked out, we're dead. I mean, crops have seasons. You have to pick them, you have to clean them, you have to ship them, you have to do all that. You just run out of time.
Congress has yet to vote on a comprehensive disaster relief package, which would include aid to farmers in Georgia. Agricultural losses here have totaled around $2 billion. The U.S. Supreme Court will not take up the case of a Georgia man on death row. That's despite the certainty that a juror who voted to sentence him to execution was racist. As GPB's Grant Blankenship explains, at least one justice was frustrated by the unanimous decision.
In her brief, Justice Sonia Sotomayor describes the ideas of now-dead juror Barney Gatty as evil and is presenting an appalling risk that racial bias swayed the death row sentencing in Jones County of Keith Leroy Tharp. Tharp is black. 7 years after he voted to send Tharp to death row, Gatty told Tharp's attorneys, among other things, he wondered if black people have souls. But there were procedural hiccups in getting that information back into court. Sotomayor agreed with other justices that those mistakes mattered. Marcy Witter is an attorney with the Georgia Resource Center representing Tharp.
It's elevating niceties of procedure way above like the important issues at hand, like someone's life or death.
Sotomayor says this may be the end of the road for Tharp's claim. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.